Section 2. You will hear a talk about taking a gap year. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hi, my name's Susan Morris, and I'd like to talk to you all today about taking a gap year. Many of you will have been making applications to university, but perhaps have thought about doing something else first, taking a year out of formal education to travel, to work, or volunteer. Gap years used to be viewed with a certain amount of suspicion by universities and employers. This is certainly not the case anymore. Increasingly, it's being recognised that a well-organised gap year can help young people to develop their independence and maturity. You don't have to go abroad to have a good gap year. Work experience in this country can be very valuable and can help you decide if a particular career or university course is really what you'd like to do. For instance, I recently met a young man, Steve, who had applied for a media studies course at university. In his gap year, he volunteered for the local hospital radio. This led to paid work with a local radio station where he's now a top presenter. He decided against going to university at all, though, as he says, if it all goes wrong, he can still go as a mature student. Or, during a gap year, you could also choose to volunteer abroad. For example, if you're a good swimmer, you could go and teach kids to swim in Fiji. You could work with primary and secondary school kids, coaching in PE lessons and after-school clubs. Or you could go to Argentina for a four-week Spanish course, followed by a voluntary job at Cordoba Zoo, working with jaguars, pumas, and other exotic animals. For many people, however, the idea of a gap year is synonymous with travelling the world, taking a road trip across America, or travelling by train across Europe, or exploring Asia or South America. It sounds wonderful, but it can involve a lot of planning.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Firstly, you really need to prepare a budget. A round-the-world ticket costs on average £1,000. However, it's thought that the average gap year costs about £5,000. The extra goes on such things as food, accommodation, internet access and telephone calls, and, very importantly, travel and medical insurance. Never travel without proper insurance. It is simply not worth the risk. The cost of being airlifted to hospital could be £20,000 and almost £70,000 if you need to be airlifted back home. Then consider if you want to travel alone or with friends. Travelling can be frustrating, so try to choose a friend who you know can manage money and be relied on in a time of crisis. Ideally, choose someone you have already travelled with successfully. Before you leave, it's very important for you to set some ground rules to make sure you're both in agreement about how to manage things. Finally, I'd like to talk a little about safety. This is particularly important if you decide to travel on your own. Always keep your money, cards, and passport on you. In crowded areas, it can be a good idea to wear your backpack on your chest rather than your back. This makes it harder for pickpockets to operate. Never leave your bags dangling on the back of a chair. Keep them on your lap, ideally looped around your wrist. If you are planning to travel alone, it's particularly important to keep in touch with relatives and friends so that everyone is aware of your plans. Planned properly, a gap year can be a wonderful experience, and I hope I've given you some food for thought. Any questions?
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.